Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for September 26th, 2024. So yesterday mortgage rates, we'll just say they were stagnant. The 0.01 isn't really a difference in mortgage rates. But today's news is I'm going to give today's news a complete thumbs up. Because what we're focusing in on right now is the Federal Reserve said they tackled inflation. Okay, so now we're looking at the jobs numbers. And with the jobs numbers, a lot of people are saying, the economy might retract enough that we get into a recession. So I know I talked a little bit about a recession yesterday, but I want to go over today's numbers because a recession is exactly what we didn't get in today's numbers. So let's get to the news. So these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. If you want to figure out what kind of rate you qualify for, I'm going to give you all the information at the end of this video to reach out to me and my team. But right now, here's what we have. What is a recession? Well, a recession is this. In the United States, a recession is defined as a significant decline in economic activity spread across the market lasting more than a few months, normally visible in the real GDP. Okay, so we're focusing in on the GDP to see how the economy is going, okay? Because if GDP starts going negative, you're looking at a recession. What do you see in a recession most likely? You had job losses, people cutting back on pay and everything else. So that's what we're afraid of. So today we got two pieces of the information. We got the GDP and we got the employment numbers. Let's see how they came in at. So the first thing we want to read right here is GDP came in at 3%, much better than expected. So is that signaling a recession? Don't think so. Over the jobs market, what do we see here? Jobless claims sink to four-month low. Businesses aren't hiring or firing any people. So basically, they're at a hold right now. They're saying, okay, we're comfortable right where we are. The economy's clicking okay. We got GDP good. We got the employment numbers good. The economy isn't as bad as a lot of people paint it. And I know why they paint it so bad, because the bad news gets clicks. But in truth, folks, here's what you're seeing. Let's get over to the economic calendar that we have so I can break these down for you. Thursday's news we have right through here. Continued jobless claims. I'm going to put my cheaters on because I'm older, remember? Continued jobless claims was 1.82 million, went to 1.83 million. We'll give that just an okay. Durable goods orders, core durable goods orders month over month went from negative 1 to positive 0.5. Core PCE prices, we're going to skip that because the PCE number that we're really focusing in on is coming in tomorrow. We have durable goods orders, not the core, but just durable goods orders. Previously it was 9.9. It was supposed to go negative 2.8. It stayed at zero. So I'm going to take this as a net gain on that end. GDP, here's where it came in at 1.6 previously. It went to 3. It doubled. I know it didn't double, but darn close to doubling. And initial jobless claims went from 222 down to 218. So we got jobless claims slowing down. People are staying on continued claims. Getting a little bit harder to get jobs out there right now, but we still have nice production in the economy. So to me, this is a soft landing, basically a Goldilocks scenario that we could have at this point. Just like I said, just think of it. If we didn't have the catastrophic events that we've gone through, and we just look at this economy in general as it is today, not bad. Okay, so that's what we're looking at right now. Let's see how the bond market's reacting to all this. It doesn't like something, so the bond market is down 8 ticks. I'm going to give this basically a net neutral because it just went to negative 0.9. Until this thing gets to about 10, 12, 15 negative, you're not going to really see any changes in rates. So we'll take this as a net neutral. Go over to the stock market. Let's see how the indices are acting right now. So go and CNBC, just the main page. Let that refresh and see what the markets are doing right at this time. S&P 500 raises to another record data. Dow Jones up 174, S&P up 29, NASDAQ up 156, Russell 2K up 24. We got the VIX. VIX is up a little bit. This is the anxiety of the markets. So it's still at 15. It's still virtually no anxiety there. Let's check over Bitcoin. Bitcoin is up to $65,000. Remember, we've got in our position here at $54,000. So we're up nice money there. And let's look at oil. Oil is down 3%. So that is fantastic news when it comes to inflation. So inflation's coming down, even being helped by oil. GDP's up. The unemployment numbers are stabilizing. Not a bad market. Let's see how our picks have gone. So what I've been doing, a couple weeks ago, I said, okay, so many people just keep commenting down below that they're poor, they have no money. I'm going to help educate you guys, not only in just real estate, how to accumulate wealth. Okay, so what we start talking about is different positions that I'm in, and I own every one of these over here. So I got my money where my mouth is. What I am going to do is open an account. I don't know if I'm going to do it with Schwab or whatever, but I'm going to start putting money in there each month that I earn from YouTube, and we're going to actually invest it. You're going to see me invest that, and we're going to watch it grow or decline over time and see how this all works out. So you guys can take on this this class with me, I guess, that we're going to do. So the XLF is a basket of financial stocks. That right now is up, what is it, up 0.06%. We have Berkshire Hathaway basically doing nothing. It's down $7, so it's really doing nothing. Or it's down, it's flat. This is today's gain, and this is my overall gain. So I'm down 0.3 on XLF. I'm down 1.58 on that. This BITX is Bitcoin on steroids, so it's a Bitcoin 2X. So any gains or losses that you get in Bitcoin, it's going to be double amplified. So this one is up 23% from 2 weeks ago. So this is more of a trade for most people. I buy this because I bought, sold, and then I'm like, you know what, I want to just buy and hold it because I think this is going to be a great long-term position. And the SPY is the S&P 500. It's the top 500 stocks. It's up 0.5 today. So overall gains and losses are right through here. Up 4% here, up 23% here, negative 1.6 here, and negative 0.3 here. So a net overall gain, I think we're doing okay. So that's my positions. If you have anything you want me to look into other than options and really detailed trades, listen down below. We can take a deep dive into some stocks or ETFs or anything, any other investments you guys recommend. So that's the report for this morning. Again, my name is Dan Frio. If you need my help, reach out to us at the Rate Update, and here's our contact information. Take care. See you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.